This is Dr. Dave discussing follow-up consultation on patient last name Polk, P-O-L-K, first name Sky, S-K-Y-E, date of birth June 6, 1994. New paragraph, patient was seen for Summit Primary Care and internal medicine, and especially for Dr. Vadi, V-A-D-I-V-E-L-U, M-D. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you again for your referral. This 30-year-old female was referred to me on account of a lupus test which was positive and a positive DRVVT test. The patient subsequently has further workup, and it did reveal that besides DRVVT test positive, she also has factor 5 Leiden mutation. New paragraph. Patient has very strong family history of factor 5 Leiden mutation in her biological father. New paragraph. While her workup was being done, she was placed on baby aspirin. New paragraph. Today, her physical exam essentially is unremarkable. She is 5 feet tall, weighing 137, blood pressure 122 or 85. Rest of the physical examination unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Hypercoagulable status with factor 5 mutation, as well as DRVTT test positivity, and strong family history of Leiden mutation. New paragraph. Recommendations. I discussed at length pros and cons about committing her to a lifelong anticoagulation regimen. She is only 30-year-old. However, because of these two potential abnormality in her coagulation profile, she stands high risk for blood clots, including pulmonary embolism. So I recommended that normally she should go on long-term anticoagulation with Eliquis or Xarelto. However, committing her to a lifelong such therapy requires some difficult decision making. The pros and cons of the treatment versus treatment just with baby aspirins were discussed. At this point, we have decided to continue taking baby aspirin. I have advised the patient that when she flies or when she goes on a longer drive, that every hour or two she needs to move around and walk a little bit. Avoid prolonged sitting. Also, I have advised her to be vigilant about any abnormal pain in the calves or anywhere else in the body, any episodes of unexplained shortness of breath, and especially if she becomes pregnant. During all these situations, she needs to consult with me or with her family physicians to start her on, to evaluate those particular symptoms and put her on appropriate therapy, including Lovenox or Eliquis or Xarelto. New paragraph. I have advised her to come see me every 3 to 6 months, and till then we will continue with baby aspirin, vigilance, and education about her risks from blood clots. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Sky, S-K-Y-E, Polk, P-O-L-K. Copy of this may be sent to her referring physician. Thank you.